Today's program is brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com.
Hey, 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 I'm Jimmy Carboni from Beer Sessions Radio. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Greetings, and welcome to Animal Instinct here on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Celia Kutcher, also known as the Food Healer, and I'm really excited about today. I've got two of my favorite people in the studio with me. I've got Ada Neves and Jennifer Jo Moyer, and we are going to be talking all about Ada today. So if you don't know who she is, just stay tuned. You're going to learn all kinds of things about her. She's awesome. So, Ada, hey, thank you for coming.
Hey, I don't know who's that either. So happy to be here, Celia. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you, Jennifer.
I'm with Jennifer.
Yes. Always good to see you, babe.
Always good to crash out any interview.
Yay! So let's start at the beginning. For people that don't know who you are, I'm like, well, what do you do? But you do everything. So let's have about a nutshell of who you are. And
okay, so let me see. I can say that I am a certified pet fashion designer. I am an animal handler.
Cool.
For dogs that are working in movies, in theater, and I'm an events party planner. What else? I mean,
clothing designer.
Yeah, I'm a professional
baker.
Designer. Yes, I do. I'm also, a cook for dogs.
And you make art too.
I make art.
You're
I love painting, sculpting, sewing, anything where, it can be creative and I can form something.
The only thing I think you aren't is a sleeper.
Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, we all can relate to that, I guess.
And so everything that you do is related to the pet industry. And
yes.
So all
yes.
Everything that Ada just said has to do with
animals
in some
yes.
way or another.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like for example, your event planning. Like,
yes.
What do you plan?
Well, I do pet fashion shows around mm-hmm. the city, and they all are with the purpose of raising funds for different charities. One that I'm very fond of is the Mayor's Alliance for New York City Animals.
Yeah, I love them.
I started making these shows just with dogs. They progress to cats and then rats, and right now I'm working with camels, chickens,
no
pigs. horses, snakes, anything that is alive and I can, put my hands on. Basically,
put a dress on.
I can put a dress on, or I'm helping handling and in different areas. Yes, I'm having a lot of fun. Like, recently I was at the Blessing of the Animals at St. John the Divine.
Oh, I missed
and we,
it.
Yes, we had a beautiful procession with around 40 exotic animals that belong to an animal sanctuary in upstate New York. The people just enjoy seeing the camels, the donkey, the turtles, the wallabies.
There was a wallaby?
Yeah, they have all sorts of funny. They have 600 animals.
There was llamas, I think.
We had the llamas, yes.
Damn it, I should have gone.
Yeah. It looked really fun.
Yes, it is a special moment. I've been doing this for 7 years.
Yeah.
And it's something very unique that, one of my favorite days of the year is that.
It was one of my mom's favorite days, and every she'd bring my dog, and if she didn't bring him, she'd want to bring him, and it's so far from me that I just never made it, but it's so beautiful. I love that place.
Yeah, yeah.
So how did you get started in the animal industry?
Well, like everybody else, I guess, I got my dog.
Totally.
My husband got me a dog before he was going to Iraq, and he got me a chihuahua, and she kind of became my life. I made a puppy shower for her. And I asked the person at that moment who had the boutique, the doggy boutique, to invite every person who had a chihuahua that I don't even know because I didn't have friends by then. And they said, invite everyone who has a chihuahua to the party. And,
when the Chihuahua Nation was born.
And
we
had 60 chihuahuas at Vanilla's puppy shower.
And wow.
I did not know any of these people. But we had the best. We had an awesome party. And since then, everyone was complimenting the cake, the outfit, and all these things. The store where we had the party became my first client.
Oh, cool.
Yes. And then since then, I just jumped into the business. By 2005, the Oscars were happening, and one photographer, John Chappell, that I met then, he asked me if I do any special outfits or gowns. So I watched the Oscars. I recreated some of the most popular of these years on the red carpet. Few days later, they were in New York Post and all over the city. And at 8 o'clock in the morning, Diane Sawyer is calling me to ask me about my dogs. and that's the way it started. I mean, agents started calling for my dogs.
It's so interesting.
Asking, you know, I think that industry was different then. It was smaller. Now it's bigger because the acknowledgement of animals in different areas of the industry or in our life, no, has created this attention to them that now, you know, these corporations and movie makers, businesses, for example, Subaru, now they have all their commercial with pets. And,
yes, oh, you're kidding.
All these companies now, if you notice, I mean, it's very little of them that don't have a TV commercial or a radio show that don't have animals, that don't have animals in it. And it, just because, you know, we love our pet so much, it has grown.
Wow, that's really interesting. I don't watch that much network TV, so I don't see a lot of commercials. Yeah. So I haven't seen a lot of the increase on that. But I mean, just in the industry since I've been in it, where animals have really, in many cases, taken over the role of children for people, so that you're seeing higher end beds, higher end, higher quality collars, better clothing, your kind of clothing, all that kind of thing, you know? And I think it's really important because I think it acknowledges for people, you know, like us and like Jennifer, where our pets really are our kids. I mean, it's a big deal.
Yes, of course, of course. And then something that I always say, when you see an animal that is well taken care of and pampered, you're not going to see that animal abandoned in a shelter.
That's true.
Because it looks like a member of the family.
That's really
so
true.
So that's kind of something that I use. It's kind of like a psychology with the animals.
Yeah.
I mean, with the fashions. If, you know, you dress up your dogs and then the better, you start with a little outfit and then it becomes, you know, you keep evolving and wanting more and more. Like, you start with a little wrap dress and then a few months on the line, you want Swarovski crystals or real pearls or real gold.
My first dog was a boy and I went to these meetups. I went to Pauline's meetup and she had a big bag of clothing that she was selling, and she pulled out a little bikini, a little cherry print on black bikini, and I said, where do these things come from? And she said, Aiden Nieves.
Yep.
And I said, I need that. And she's like, your dog's a boy. I said, not, I'm going to get a girl. First I'm going to get the bikini, and then I'm going to get a girl. And I did. Because it's irresistible.
That was a good projection. And now she has three.
Exactly. Now look at you. But like your clothing is really, I mean, it's exquisite. I've seen it in person. The quality is amazing for starters because so much animal clothing is just garbage. It's like costumes, you know, cheap costumes. But it's like when people, nowadays, it's really common. But when you were first really dressing up dogs in like clothing, what was the reaction you were getting from people?
Well, I mean, 12, 13 years ago, when I would dress up my dog and go around, you know, my neighborhood, people would look at me like I was the weirdo in the vlogs. Like, you know, look at her walking with her dog dressed up. Haha, so funny. Now, if they see my dog in a t-shirt, they're like, why she's not dressed?
Oh, no way.
People ask me, well, I mean, why she's wearing a t-shirt? She should be having a dress. You know, she's more fancy than that. And only that, you can see other people in the neighborhood became brave and started dressing up their dogs too.
Awesome.
And I mean, and again, I say dogs because I'm used to say dog, but right now it's all pets. Yeah. I mean, I have dressed hamsters.
I can't imagine trying to sew something that small.
Yeah. I mean
that's impressive.
By hand, like one inch. I mean, it's challenging for sure. But the end product, and when you see the little animal dressed up, it's the cutest thing. But most importantly, when you see the owner's face, that smile, you know, that I mean, they just light up.
Well, when you were on Letterman with those rats and those ball gowns, that was like the most amazing moment of television history, I think. like the combination of everything, how proud the rat looked, how freaked out Dave Letterman looked. The whole moment was perfect. And you were like, what? Of course.
Yeah, no. Yes, no, because that night, when the moment he said rat, people were like, ew, you know, don't want to hear about it. And I'm like, yes, they are rats. Look at the tail. Look at the animal. The moment I put on the tutu dress, you know, she looked like a little fairy. And people were like, so cute. I want to touch it. Can I have it? I want to adopt it. I mean, and actually a lot of
That's
rats
awesome.
Got adopted. You know, it's an animal that it, probably as a pet, people don't appreciate it. It's a different type of mentality, but
they're
very smart, they're fantastic and very clean contrary to what people believe. But the thing is that, you know, there's so many stereotypes, and people sometimes have pets and they kind of hide what they have as a pet because they feel that people are not going to understand how they feel towards them. And I think that something that show helped was on having people that have rats come out and speak about them.
Totally.
And say, well, I have them too, and look, mine are cute. My, you know, my rat can hoop a basketball around, you know, and play. I mean, I've seen plenty of videos of these little creatures doing so many tricks and things.
They're insanely smart.
They are so adorable. So adorable. But the same thing, I mean, people have, you know, cockroaches. I mean, Madagascar roaches as pets.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. Oh, let's not go there.
Well, you see,
but if
the
they
same
love
react-
them,
the same
so
reaction.
So when I see it in a dress, I'll feel differently.
All right.
Well, the same reaction.
Maybe
sorry.
Not.
The same reaction you're having now, that's what people with rats thought that they were going to have from others. So there's everything for everyone. There are plenty of personalities.
That's true.
And, you know, there's a lot of animals and creatures, you know, in the land of the Lord that you can probably help. I mean, I just learned that on Saturday there was the first skunk show in Kissimmee, Florida.
Yay!
Okay?
I love skunks.
And in Ohio, they've been having these shows for a while now.
Really?
And they
skunk
do
shows?
Yes, and they do fashion shows with the skunks.
Amazing.
Okay? And it's just the cutest Pepe Le Pew you can imagine. They're just adorable. But you see, again, you know, that's everything for everybody, and it's all about the mentality you have. You start by first... sometimes, you know that these animals probably need some help, and you create events that create awareness and raise funds, and then, you know, you help them.
I can't wait till you get your first skunk, Ada.
Oh, my God, I'm just dying. Next year, I'm there.
Obsessed.
I told them,
obsessed
yes, no.
Them.
I immediately told them, listen, next year, I'm there. I'm totally there. I'll be a skunk.
I'll go. I love it. I'm obsessed with skunks. I love them.
It's
I've
great.
Always wanted one.
Road trip.
Oh, God. You know, it's funny. I was watching some bad TV, some reruns of some, I don't even know, reality show. But there was a fashion designer who actually had put Swarovski crystals on hissing the Madagascar hissing water bugs.
That happens around 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. And then he actually put those roaches on the fashion show.
Yes, they were on the runway on a little leash.
Yes,
totally.
In New York City.
Totally.
And well, you know, the people that advocates for animals,
they were
upset.
Yeah.
Because, you know, of course, they felt, you know, that that's something that shouldn't have been done. Me, in the other side, you know, looking at it as the more on the creative side, I think it was a big step that he did. He was very brave for doing something like that.
Really?
Different. It created attention on him.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew who he was until then.
The smart move.
Yeah, so sometimes things are done that way. But and they look cute.
They were beautiful.
It was not something that, I mean, when you look at the animals, the way he placed them and the way they were decorated, let's say, It wasn't something that was going to make you, you know, crawl away back from them. You will be curious to see them.
No, they look like jewelry.
Yes,
They were gorgeous.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a funny, I mean, when I first saw it, I was like, wait, he glued it to the, okay.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
Well, they have a hard case.
Exactly. So it's
so it didn't hurt them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
it's just funny, you know. It's one of those things. It's whatever you love, and you want to get dressed up and pretty.
But as long as it doesn't harm the animals, and then you do it for a good purpose.
Mm-hmm. Can we go from here to the parade? Let's talk about the parade.
You know what? Let's take a break for a second, and then we're going to come back, and we will talk about the parade. I am talking to Ada Nieves and Jennifer Jo Moyer, all about Ada. Yay!
Yeah, we don't have enough Ada.
Out there, it's Steve Jenkins. I'm with Fairway Markets. White Leghorn, Red Wattle, Bourbon Red, Navajo Churro. Well, these aren't names you're likely to hear at a Fairway butcher counter or any other counter today, but before the rise of factory farming, you would have. And at Heritage Foods USA, you still do. Heritage Foods USA exists to promote genetic diversity, small family farms, and a fully traceable food supply. You see, we believe the best way to help a family farmer is to buy from them. And Heritage Foods is honored to represent a network of family farmers and artisanal producers whose work presents an immeasurable gift to our food system and to biodiversity. The meat we celebrate, whether it's heritage turkey, Japanese steaks, Berkshire pork, or Navajo churro lamb chops, is the righteous kind from healthy animals of sound genetics that have been treated humanely and allowed to pursue their natural instincts. It's a simple fact. Animals raised according to this philosophy taste better. And as we like to say, you have to eat them to save them. Visit us at heritagefoodsusa.com for more information.
We are back. We are talking to Ada Nieves and Jennifer Jo Moyer, all about Ada. And let's talk about the parade. So tell us about the parade.
This Saturday.
Yes.
Coming up.
Wow.
It's this Saturday, October 24th. It starts at noon. It's the 25th year of the Tompkins Square Halloween Dog Parade happening. It's the third year that Purina is sponsoring.
Nice.
Yes.
Good.
And they have really good prices. I think that they're going to have like an Apple Watch as the main prize.
You're kidding.
Yes. The main prize. It's a lot of fun. And then this year, I'm going to be co-hosting with Stephen Glickman.
Yay.
Yes.
That's going to be fun. And if you haven't ever seen this, if you live in New York, you're in the tri-state area, so worth coming to see. It's a blast. Is it the oldest parade for dogs?
For dogs.
Yes. Yeah. It is considered not only the oldest dog Halloween parade, but also the largest in the world.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
I feel honored that you invited me to judge last year. My lord, I had no idea.
Yes.
It's amazing. I mean, you will see the costumes are unbelievable and the people are really cool and it's a lot of fun and it's a really, really good day.
It is
so
far over the top.
Yeah.
If you have not seen it, you cannot imagine it.
It's very creative when you see, you know, I think that's where we first had the first spider dog came out from the top.
Right?
Yeah, the first spider dog.
Nice.
The snake who ate the dog with the dog. There's another one who was a worm.
I
love the Shake Shack. There was another one.
Shake Shack was awesome.
The doggy bag.
I love the doggy bag.
And that same kid and his dog were the bus stop and the bus the year before.
Yes.
The Shake Shack and the corgi was the bus and the kid was the bus stop.
It's incredible. Basically, you know, people create their own costumes. You don't use very...
Well, let's talk about the floats. I mean, not just
the
costumes.
Oh, my God, the floats are crazy.
There are floats, too.
Well, the Titanic is the
that
one
was
who won
amazing.
Last year.
Yeah, that was incredible.
With Jack and Rose.
But remember,
they were smart, too, because they were the only ones that bribed the judges. So, but they deserved it. They totally deserved it. It was amazing. But we did get bribes. They were awesome.
You bribed the judges?
Yes, we got cool things. We got Lynn. We got like a I think it was like either a menu. She's like killing me right now. We got this really cool embossed thing. So like we couldn't forget it. You know, there's a lot of entries.
That's
so
nice.
And it was beautiful. I mean, it was with
great.
The boat and the whole thing and dragging it along. You know, it's if you have kids, if you're bored, if you love animals, come see this because it really it's a trip and it's so much fun.
Yes, no, and then there's a $5 donation at the door.
Nice.
And
it's also a raffle ticket.
Yes, and that money goes to help maintain the dog runs at Tompkins Square
Beautiful.
Park. So yes, and that's the main. Again, everything has a purpose. We all love the animals. We all have fun, but at the end, you know, we want to have a cause or a purpose to what we're doing. Always helping.
Yeah,
because these dog runs help the dogs all around in the whole community from. Probably from Houston all the way to 14th Street.
Easily.
With people that have their dogs, and it's the only place where they can have them off leash and just be doggies playing naked. or some naked. I mean,
sometimes,
my guys go in t-shirts.
Sometimes you want to put a little shirt on because they come back a little grungy. But
and that's the oldest dog run in New York, too, I think.
Yes, it was called First Run.
First Run. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it's the type of thing where it's an amazing dog run because it is really large for a dog run, which is nice. But it also, like Ada's saying, this is the only place where people can go off leash with their pets. This isn't a, you know, oh, we'll just bring them to the run because we don't want to walk them. It's really important that they get that time to run and interact and all that. And so these runs in the cities are really, really important. And they're for a pet owner, it's a really good place to take your pets, and you know, you get to know people and you socialize and all that. So,
and you have two sections, you have one for the smaller doggies and one for the bigger doggies,
which is so smart.
So that way, there's no accidents.
Yeah, I really like that one.
But one day, I'm going to dress every dog in there.
That would be awesome.
Yes. And the squirrels and the peas, everything that is there. It's gonna be,
rats.
Well, yeah, maybe the rats are gonna line up and say, "Oh, I want to be dressed like Ada too."
So you also do work in like movies and plays and things like that. So what do you do?
Well, just on this summer, we filmed for two movies. One is coming out in 2016. It's called The Brits Are Coming, and one of my chihuahuas play a character in there. And is with Uma Thurman and some other actors that are, I mean, A-list. We also, Manhattan again, did a small appearance also in another movie with Katie Holmes.
Oh, yeah,
that's his film. I think that one is going to be for 2017. I'm helping backstage at Finding Neverland with the dog.
No way!
Yes. And I'm also getting ready now to help also backstage for Radio City with the animals.
I'm dying to see that.
Yeah.
I'm dying to see that.
If you haven't seen the Christmas Spectacular, I mean, that's like something you cannot miss. I mean, you have to see it. I mean, even if it's just one time life experience, you have to go and see it.
You sound like my uncle.
He's
all over it, man.
The tickets are on Groupon right now.
I
just saw them the other day. Yeah.
And so, like, what animals are there?
Well, in the Radio City Spectacular, I mean, the animals are almost at the end of the show where they have the nativity scene.
Oh.
And you have the camels coming with the three wise men from the Orient.
And the donkey.
And the donkeys and the sheep. And their,
oh, my God. Really?
Yes.
Wow. I want to see backstage.
It's amazing. Well, maybe there's something that can be done.
That sounds so... This sounds wild. I mean, it's so Radio City, too, you know? It's like, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it, man.
It's very special. I mean, where are you going to think that you're going to be working with camels?
That's in New York City, let alone, you know?
And then these animals all belong to a sanctuary.
Cool.
It's called an animal sanctuary in upstate. And they live happily all year.
I
mean,
nice.
You know, we're very well cared for, happy animals. I mean, very, very sweet. You can see the way they interact with others, that they're happy the way they live. And they get to do this to help the other animals that are in the farm that can't come out. So all the money goes to the sanctuary.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So this is not going to make me very popular asking you this question, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
Have you been approached by, like, circuses?
No.
So nothing like...
No, nobody likes Ada the clown. I guess I'm not enough of a good clown. No one can...
I was just wondering because, you know, with everything that's happening with the circus now, people are becoming more aware of the larger animals and that they really shouldn't be touring and this kind of thing.
I think the circus is changing also and are evolving from what they were before.
Yeah.
And then becoming kind of more organic.
Yeah.
I mean, I see some local circus that, I mean, have you seen the cat circus?
I knew the cat guy in Key West.
And then all the cats at the cat circus are rescues. They go to the shelters and choose the cats that are about to be, you know, euthanized, and then they save them. And they, how can I say?
Wow.
They
rehabilitate.
Not really rehabilitate. They don't change. That's what is so amazing. They don't change the animal. What they do is that they take their natural abilities and they enhance them in a way that when you add something to it, it seems that the animal is doing something
smart.
Amazing. And it's just a normal ability of the cat.
Did you see the Cat Rock and Roll Band that was on tour in New York?
No, I did not.
I missed it, too. I was dying to see it. A bunch of friends saw it, and they were like, this is amazing.
Martini didn't let me see that. He gets jealous. He said, no, I'm the only rock star in your life, mommy.
So how many pets do you currently have?
Oh, I have 6 chihuahuas and a cat.
And they all get along with the cat?
The cat thinks he's a long-coat chihuahua. They'll get along, and he actually raised one of the little puppies, and the puppy thinks he's a cat. He go through your legs and rub himself like
no,
a cat.
No, really?
Yes, he thinks he's a cat.
I love it.
I've seen it in person.
Yeah, he rub himself in your leg like he's the cat, rubbing himself.
That's funny.
No, it's crazy. What can I say? I'm the owner, so don't expect anything normal on them.
It's a really joyous moment when you walk into the Neva's house.
Oh, thanks. I think so. They are what keeping me running.
And so, we were going to start this off by being like, what's a typical day for you? And I know that there is no such thing.
There's no such thing.
Are you working every day?
Yes, I work every day.
That's
different
amazing.
Things every day. I mean, on this morning, I get up and finish some pieces. I mean, I'm working on some uniform for the Pop Scouts. So
yay!
That's taking me, a lot of time. I want to have them read.
PopScouts.org.
Yes, and we did an episode with them as well, so you can find out all about the Pop Scouts. I saw the stuff on Facebook. It's so cute.
Why haven't you ordered? You can have till midnight to order your official Pop Scout sweatshirt.
Oh, for people?
For people.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say my cats won't wear clothing.
No, until midnight tonight.
Okay.
So you see? Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. I'll tag you in it.
So I work on the uniforms, and then after that, I had a meeting with Purina over the phone, and then I had another meeting for another project that I'm working on.
Cool.
And then, I fed the dogs, get ready to come here, and that's it. I haven't even eaten. So I'm hoping, after that we have...
Get this woman a pizza.
Yeah, we're going to have a nice pizza here.
Totally.
So, yeah.
Totally.
But, I mean, every day is different. Sometimes, I have to get ready to, if I'm working on the theater, I leave home around 5 o'clock, and I don't get home until around 11, until the show ends.
Wow.
Because I'm in the theater. Or,
and then like weekends with the matinees and all that.
Well, they do matinees on weekdays too. Amazingly, they do. So I think Wednesdays they do a little matinee, and then if you're filming like with the movies, I was traveling every day upstate for like 2 weeks.
Wow!
So it was literally from dawn to dusk.
Wow!
Yeah. So I mean. It's, every day is it. And that's what makes it more interesting.
That makes it
fun. And I don't
get
bored. Yeah. And I'm happy. I'm doing what I like. I help others. I help the animals. I enjoy my animals. And then I have my animals being enjoyed by others, too. So
that's awesome. I'm so jealous. I think that's great. I love that. Like, every day is something new. It's so much fun. So out of all the work that you do, what do you think is the most important thing that you do?
To me, the more meaningful thing is to be able to create awareness on animal issues that I'm very passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
On the fun part, I love meeting people. I love meeting owners, and I love enjoying everybody's pets. Everything has. If I'm doing it, everything is gonna be special. And everything has a special meaning for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So are you famous enough now that if people meet you, they freak out?
No. I can't step out and people look at me like, who is this woman? And then if I'm holding the dog, they pay more attention to the dog. I don't know who I am, which is good. It's fine.
Exactly. You
know,
makes that, it easier.
It's not about me. It's about the issues that I want to bring out. And, you know, it's about the animals. It's about the pets.
And so, Jennifer, like, yeah, I know you and Ada have been friends for a really long time. Like,
oh, yeah.
What can you tell us about
it? Almost 9 years.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Because Meteor will be 9 in January.
Wow.
And I met Ada right away. Between his first, between 0 and 1. Uh-huh. Before his first birthday.
So what can you tell us about Ada? Because Ada's awesome, but Ada's modest, too.
Oh, my God. I hate talking about myself.
Oh my God. Yeah. The first thing I want to tell you is, there's no more delicious cookie than the ones that Ada bakes, whether you're a person or a dog. Ada's cookies are the most, and I bake. And that's I bake right, for dude, dogs, and I bake for people. But Ada's kick my butt. And she makes the beautiful cakes.
The cakes are gorgeous.
We had an amazing one at the Pup Scout camping event a couple weeks ago that we bought the cake because she had no time to make us a cake, but she decorated it for us with the most unbelievable three-dimensional sculptural and yet edible decorations that we're going to have to ask her to recreate in ceramic so that we can use them forever.
Keep them, yes.
Because those are going to be sad when we take them out of the freezer next year.
Yeah.
And her clothes, my husband and I were at an event when we had our little girl dog. We had a little girl. She was not even a year yet. And there was a raffle. And they were picking the raffles. And they held up this dress. And Danny goes, I want that one. And I was like, who are you? And then
he has become a true daddy.
And then they announced, this dress by Aiden Yeves. And he's like, I really want that one. And he won that one.
Yay. Wow.
How could that happen?
So, that's a great story. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And he was so excited. And Fifi Gigi wears that blue and sparkle dress so much. She wore it to a wedding.
That's daddy's favorite dress.
His, every time. Yeah. What should she wear? That one. And there's a white party coming up. I think part of the celebrity catwalk
in December
things, and we have a white fur lined dress that Fifi Gigi modeled in a fashion show, also at Aiden Yeves. It's our collection of Aiden Yeves dresses are on the top of our list.
Nice. I mean, one of the things that I really, really adore about you, Ada, is the fact that you do all this stuff, but you're also, you get it. You know what you're doing. You know what you're making. You put all your love into it. You're making these pieces that are absolutely beautiful. You're helping all kinds of people with information, all this. But it's all really sincere. But you also know that it's like a little fun, too, because
it's kind of ridiculous.
It's fun,
people can take things too serious.
Totally.
We can be passionate about the things that we love, enjoy, but we have to also be respectful to others and understand that, you know, we all have different situations, different backgrounds, and that brings others to have different ideas that we might not agree upon, but that doesn't mean that we cannot be respectful and enjoy it. You know, just have fun.
And
life is beautiful. And the reason why we have pets is because we wanted to have, you know, a little cuddling thing that we can be happy with and just share that. Just share the same love, that unconditional love, not judging.
And that's just so nice. I mean, that really, really is. It's beautiful and it's lovely. And it's true. And it's... Everything that you've done has really, really helped the industry, especially with the Chihuahuas, and just get anything.
Hi, Chihuahua.
Well, I mean, your Chihuahua meetups, so we were talking about them before. I mean, can you talk about those quickly? Because those are awesome.
Yes, sure. We have 950-something members, close to 1,000.
And that's New York alone?
And that's New York alone.
Oh, my God.
I actually have a reach out of 20,000 Chihuahuas around the United States.
Oh, my God.
I have Chihuahua Nation Beverly Hills, Chihuahua Nation San Salvador, Chihuahua Nation Guatemala, Chihuahua Nation New York, Chihuahua Nation Miami. Kissimmee, practically. Yeah, Kissimmee. The group forms with the idea with the owners that have the Chihuahuas, you know, the breed, to share the love of their dogs and to have support. And also for me to help create, to bring attention to animals that are, you know, in shelters, Chihuahuas that are in shelter, which are sadly one of the top animals that you find abandoned. And then so we can pull out these animals and take care of them and help them without the need of having donations made. What I do is that I pull out a dog, and then I tell to the group, we have a dog that need help, and then who is going to pay for the food, who is going to pay for the, you know, for the different needs. I mean, we have to take them to the veterinarian who wants to take care of that.
Yeah.
And people pay themselves directly to X or Y, whatever, and then the animal gets adopted for no fees. They go for free to a home that we screen truly, past life, this life, and future life. But we just want to make sure that the combination between the prospect owner and the dog is one that is going to leave that animal in a stable home, and the owner is going to be happy and satisfied with what they get. And we have a very good successful rate in placing That's animals. And right now I'm trying to pull a dog in Miami that was born without legs. I am dealing with the owner to see, you know, if he allows me the privilege of having that dog and care for them and find them a good home. But meanwhile, we're already looking for the wheels for the dog. Mm-hmm. We're looking for everything that the animal is going to need. I have already transportation from Miami to New York City, veterinary care, full veterinary care, where we don't have to spend a dollar and everything. Yeah. So, but all of that is thanks to the group, which again, talking about self-sustainability, that's what I want. I want the group to be self-sustained, that they say, you know, this is happening. People, the members get into action. They get active, help me, and then the animal gets placed. And then in turn, all these chihuahuas or chihuahua mixes stay between our group.
Yeah.
And then the group keeps growing and forming.
It's amazing. I mean, the 900 and something chihuahuas just in New York alone. That's just,
no, that's my pride and joy. What that, that's like my, you know, when you're talking about trophy, that's my trophy.
Mm. And how long has that been going on for?
Since 2002.
Wow.
It was only two persons on the first meeting, me, another girl, and two chihuahuas. That was it. So I'm very proud of
that's crazy.
Yeah, you should be proud. What a great community that people are willing to help each other out.
No, I mean, my golden key, my golden trophy is the New York City Chihuahua Meetup.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. And so if anybody has a chihuahua and wants to find out about this, how can they find out more?
Yeah, just go to NewYorkCityChihuahuaMeetup.com and you're going to find us.
Easy enough?
Easy enough,
That's easy.
It's very easy. I mean, I'm
or
very much
Google
out there.
The Chihuahua Nation.
Yeah. So look for my name. Go for Ada Nieves and you're going to find the chihuahuas.
So for people that want to find your work, they want to find your art and all that, how do they find you?
Well, they can go to Facebook, Instagram, I mean, all the social, Twitter.
Yeah, you're good.
Periscope.
I don't even know Periscope.
Oh, it's the coolest crazy thing. She puts these videos on. You got to hold on to your seat, though, because they go fast.
Yeah. It's live. I mean, Periscope is this app that allows you to interact with other people on the moment with live videos.
Oh, wow.
And then the videos don't stay in there. Mm-hmm. So people have to be in your group. They will see it for whatever time it's going to last. And that's it. It's gone.
That's awesome.
But I've been able, you know, it's a lot of fun. And I've been able to reach like another... Can you say like another ambience? I mean, I'm talking to people from Brazil, from Russia, from all other parts of the world, practically.
My God.
And I show them, you know, my life with chihuahua, what a lot of people want to see. I wake up in the morning and I show them, look at the cat watching the chihuahuas, or look at the chihuahuas
so
jumping.
Funny.
Or that's what people want to see.
It's true. It's true. You're going to take over the world. I can see this already. I love it. Unreal. So... got a favorite story?
Favorite story? Oh, my God. I have so many stories.
I know. You have
I have so many story things that happened to me or the dogs that, you know. Okay. So I'm going to say one funny story. Well, it's not that funny, and I hope I don't get in trouble. But
big buildup.
Yes. No. But this summer, we when we were filming The Brits Are Coming, Uma Thurman grabbed the dog and she's like, oh, how cute. And, you know, the dog is so cute, chihuahua. And I'm like, don't put her close to your face.
Oh, no.
And she's like, oh, no, I know. And when she comes and she's coming and put Manhattan close to her face, Manhattan grabbed her nose.
Oh!
Manhattan grabbed her nose. And she's like, ah, she bites. And I'm like, okay.
He's like, not that one.
Yes. Oh, I couldn't apologize enough. But she was so kind and so understanding. No, she was very understanding.
She put the dog in her
face. And
she,
you can tell that she's an animal lover.
Good.
And she was like, no, you know, everything was okay. But for a moment, I was like, oh.
Lawsuit. It's like, oh,
yes.
No.
Oh, my God.
That's so funny. Well, sadly, we're out of time. I hate being out of time with you guys. You guys are so much fun in here. It's really, I love having you both here. But I guess I want to say thank you, Ada, for coming on in. And Jennifer, thank you, too. It's always good to see you guys.
Well, it was a pleasure to crash your interview. Thanks, Ada, for
letting me come along. I am the one who's thankful. First of all, for your friendship. You're such a cool gal, you know. I love what you do. We have to talk about nutrition, the dogs.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes, I definitely want to talk, you know, with you about that. And then thank you for having me here. And chatting with your, you know, fans and your friends.
I tell you, you're welcome anytime.
Don't say that. We come back.
Always come back.
Jennifer, we're going to take over her radio show now.
We'll have the entire studio full of chihuahuas.
Once a month, Ada and Jennifer show.
Perfect. So thank you guys for listening. I'll be back next week with a brand new show. Until then, stay warm and take care.
Yeah, Chihuahua Kisses.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.